Well, let us now hear what the prosecution has to ask, perhaps, if there are any questions.
I want to ask you for a little further elaboration on the God is on our side and the abeyance of what's normally political civility in the United States, coupled with the if you're not for us, you're against us rhetoric from the Bush administration, and the to date relatively feeble attempts by civil libertarians to argue back. First of all, do you think that the use of this religious rhetoric is actually sincere? Or to what degree might it actually be to play into certain segments of the United States so that they will not look into the political, economic, and military intentions of I should say political, military, I mean political, economic, carried out by the military if necessary. In other words, is the Bush administration fanning and using this religious right or a cynical political initiative? The degree to which they're sincere actually in this religious rhetoric, which we hear all the time in the United States, you hear in Europe, probably don't hear it, but every time our president opens his mouth, he sounds like a Saturday night preacher.
Yes. Well, I will very briefly respond to that. As a matter of fact, I was remember when I listened to you to Sun Tzu, who said there are liars, but the best liar is the one who believes it's lies. And in many ways, this is the case with Mr. Bush. He believes that it's a fundamental notion. He dreams that God, the fundamental mission to carry this on. And in that sense, he's very sincere about that aspect. Okay? Now, there are other elements which might not be much more manipulative of the whole thing. But that's my impression on this. Now, regarding the role of civil libertarians, well, I see the American Civil Liberties Union very active, working very actively on that. I see preoccupation because this is getting to be very extreme attack. But the Patriot Act, the first version and then the second version, on many liberties, and I see lawyers. Don't forget, the United States is very much of a judiciary society. Everything goes to the judiciary's mentality is very important in the United States, and that's a threat. So you see, as much as Bush has managed to make Iraqi people put their difference aside against the aggression, well, many members of the bar are putting aside their political difference to defend basic features of the American legal system and the state of law in the United States. In other words, it's many of the policies are perceived as a threat to the state of law within the United States. Now, it's very clear what they have done to international law and the state of law, or our idea that eventually we might have a state of law with the attack on Iraq.
I would like to make an objection to the witness. I think you are using too broad a brush when you paint the picture of the PNAC, because when you bring in people like Jerry Falwell, Pat Robertson, and these fundamentalist Christians, you must realize that their ideology is quite different from the one of the PNAC. Of course, like I said to Guenz about a capitalist society, every ideologue needs money. In a democratic society, every ideologue needs votes in order to get votes. it's very important for the Bush administration to have those other Christian rights, but that does not mean that the PNAC has anything to do with being against single mothers, etc., or free sexual choices and things like that. I mean, it's a very, it's much more narrow-minded and much more focused on foreign policy. And I
Absolutely.
Think you're, maybe it would be misleading for the jury if you gave the impression that these things are.
No, I hope I didn't give the impression. I said I was going to contextualize the general cultural Weltanschauung within which you have the project. I didn't narrowly on it. I talk about even of the continuities and discontinuities. There are many features of what you have in the project which are part of the mainstream of American thought, political thought, and also historically, even the role of God. You can go and remember the years of President McKinley, how President McKinley one day got up and talked to a group of Protestant pastors. Last night, I had a dream that what we were doing in the Philippines is the right thing. And he was getting rid of about 200,000 Philippines. But he was very unguilty about it because last night he had dreamed that that was his mission. So you have to contextualize it. You have it in McKinsey, and you can go to Woodrow Wilson or to other presidents, that you always find the role of God, but never so central as these commentators have pointed out. And there, so I am making a comment on the cultural, general cultural aspects of it within which I have made the presentation.
I am interrupting one moment the audience to give some news, which is a good news to our Japanese friends. It is the fact that the Japanese hostages in Iraq have been freed. May I ask the defense to